We know Henry Ford is an early Detroit automaker. So what was he doing buying a huge tract of land in the state's Upper Peninsula? The answer is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
As Bill Cummings explains, the early industries in northern Michigan eventually brought one well-known businessman to the area.
Logging was initially what brought people here, and once the railroads came, then we were able to do mining because we could ship the ore. And then after that, in about 1920, Henry Ford purchased 430,000 acres of land in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
The 430,000 acres cost Ford $20 million. He had an important idea in mind for that large tract.
He had decided that it would be smarter if he were to take the lumber that he needed and convert it into the parts that were needed for the Model T. So he ended up choosing Iron Mountain as a site for his plant.
The factory was placed beside the Menominee River, the border between Wisconsin and Michigan.
He ended up building a dam for a power source, and he built a very large complex for manufacturing here, a Ford plant. It had three body plants here. It started with the sawmill.
Ford built an airport and housing for employees. This became a major hub of operations for the car manufacturer.
By the year 1925, 5 years after he started, by November of that year, he had 7,200 employees in the plant. This was the second largest plant of Ford operations anywhere outside of Detroit.
Production remained strong here until World War II. However, when the war effort shuttered car production, this plant took on a new role, vital to winning the war. You can still see a piece of that history here. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Iron Mountain, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.